I kind of know the sound. I know that it's kind of like the body's last response, almost like, you know, a dying heart. The last bit of breath is kind of expelled from the body. And so she turned to elbow him because I think she thought he was sleeping and snoring, and it was kind of, you know, embarrassing to her. And so she elbowed him, and then she turned back to me and said, I can't wake my husband up. I can't wake him up. He's very panicked looking in her face. And so I reached around her. When I touched him, he was very sweaty, diaphoretic. He did kind of a sternal rub on him. He didn't respond. So I asked her if he was a diabetic. She said no. I reached up and felt his carotid pulse, and he didn't have one. The roar of the engine as they're landing is loud. And so I was, you know, yelling out for, I need an AED, I need oxygen, and is there a doctor on board? And then the stewardess, one from each end, came running at that point. So I just continued doing compressions on him. He was completely not responding. I was asking the people in the aisle next to me, could we please get him unbuckled so I can get him to the floor and do better compressions?